Helen, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
So, Helen, can you kind of just explain what is myopia?
So, myopia is short-sightedness, and we have a global increase in myopia, which is why we're talking about a tsunami. So, at this stage, we have probably 4 million myopic sufferers in Australia, and by the year 2050, that figure is going to rise to 50%, and this is according to the World Health Organization. It's going to affect, well, it's already affecting 30% of the world's population. That will increase to 50%. So we have a real concern about the visual stress created by the increase in workload with our digital devices and our learning capacity with electronics.
50%, that's half of the population. That's quite a lot. Now, you've previously said that phone screens at a close proximity can lead to myopia. What other factors could be related to this?
Well, it's not so much the use of electronics in the classroom and in our workplace. It's that use of social media and screens outside the workplace. And quite often we're going to lounge back, push the phone closer to us, stare at the screen, and this staring is impacting our children's reading development. This staring for hours at a time is impacting the focusing efficiency at what we call our accommodation system. So changes with visual stress over a long period of time can lead to myopia. But the crucial part here is for our children that it's not so much the time on the digital devices, it's the time not being outside for our eyes to reach the horizon and have that break.
Right, and or if you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're talking with Darwin optometrist Helen Summers about the rise in myopia and other eyesight issues being linked to people looking at their phone screens for long periods of time. Now, who is at most risk of being affected by myopia?
So there's two aspects here. It's the increase in use of staring at the screens at a poor working distance, so poor visual hygiene, that's lighting, a working distance and our posture, how we're sitting. But the other factor is the drive of myopia to cope with this visual stress isn't out without consequence. We're going to have to change in a huge way our health budget to cope with the impact of the ill effects of high myopia, which leads to macular degeneration, retinal detachment and so on in that higher end. But the other side is on the increase of digital devices for our school students and our early childhood, that's affecting their ability to read efficiently or learning to read efficiently. So that staring at the screen in the wrong working distance, as I say, is creating that poor focusing efficiency and affecting that left to right eye movement control. So the iPhone or the phones are closer distance than, say, the iPad. So ideally, we just want to stream everything away. If we're watching Netflix, let's get it off the TV, off the phone. Let's put it on the TV 3 metres away.
Right. So you say, you know, putting the TV a bit further away will help combat the rising numbers of myopia. Or what other some techniques we can use to halt the rise of, well, the spread of myopia?
Let's push the phone away. So it's that elbow distance to your face if you're bending your elbow, or if you straighten out your arm, hold it halfway between the elbow and the length of your hand. Let's make a 10-10 rule. So if we're on the phone for 10, let's get off for 10. On the iPad, let's make it, if we're on the iPad for 20, let's get off for 20. Let's just say, let's push everything further away to make it less visually demanding. Let's have more breaks. Let's get outside more. Let's not replace our outside time with digital devices. But that posture is also really important, that we're sitting up, not lying down.
So just to kind of clarify, how does our posture and how close our screen, how does that cause myopia?
Okay, as soon as we're slumping, those tendons in front of our shoulders are going to get shorter and our working distance will get closer. So it has probably a whole sect of our Gen Y generation coming through about posture as well. So we really got to encourage, if we're going to be sitting in front of the screens, the whole ergonomics of our posture and our vision and the lighting and everything else is really quite critical. So we might be very aware that in the workplace and in the school environment, but as soon as we go home, we're going to put our feet up and the phone comes closer to our face and our posture slumps. And if we're doing that longer than we would have 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and now our children, that's affecting our whole, you know, physical structure as well.
Right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Helen.
Thank you.